All right, hey guys, and happy new year. Welcome back to Gin Talks. This is episode 10, and the title of it is One Word. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Katie.
And we're so excited to dive back in. So really, the whole one word thing is kind of Katie's idea, so you can tell them a little bit about how you came up with that from the book that you were talking about.
There's a book called My One Word. And you can go on Twitter and type in, like, my one word and find the book. I haven't read the book, but I love the idea behind it. Mm-hmm. And it talked about New Year's resolutions, and we make this long list, and that there's all these areas of change that we have great, you know, ideas of grandeur. Is that the cliche? Mm-hmm. But then we end up doing nothing.
Right.
Or we might make one step, but sometimes, like, you can have, I call it analysis paralysis.
Yeah.
If my list is too long, then I'll do nothing.
I think I've always done that. I always make a list, and then it's like, this is too much, and I don't do anything.
Because it's great, I mean, to have good intentions to grow in all areas of my life, but to look at the list of all the areas I want to grow in and just... oh my gosh, I can't do all of that.
Right.
But to pick one word, and they actually give you a process in the book. And I've done it for the last couple of years, but not used that process. I've really usually waited on, like, for God to let, for something to come up out of scripture, or he'll reiterate it in several different ways. And so this year, my one word was harvest, and I'm still mining that word and seeing where it comes in scripture or where it comes during the day, or it'll come randomly in emails. Like, one was like a magazine that we get, and it was something underneath it that just said something harvest, and I was just typing about it, and I was like, okay, this is not a coincidence. I don't really know what it means.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, where I was in the Bible yesterday, it was when Isaac, it said that the Lord had blessed him and blessed his crops a hundredfold, and he had a huge harvest. But directly after that, it talked about the Philistines being jealous, and so they started putting dirt in his wells. And I felt like God was saying, okay, this will be a harvest year. And when I bless something, and I'm not talking monetary harvest. Mm-hmm. It's like a gathering in of what he makes grow. But expect, you know, there's going to be people, there's going to be things that is putting dirt in your well.
Right.
Because the world and the enemy of our soul wants to snuff that out. And it wasn't a threat. It was just kind of to be on alert. And I was just telling Caitlin, like, I've hoped. It's always like, yeah, I want the devil. I know he's going to show up.
Yeah.
I want the red horn, so I'm fully aware.
Yep.
But it's usually, and like last night, the dirt in my well was my kids were at a church thing. My husband was out of town, and my oldest had surgery and had just gone back to Tuscaloosa. And I sat in my house, which normally I love being alone, and it's usually productive. I didn't want to read. I didn't want to watch anything. I really just wanted to play Candy Crush, and it wasn't loading. And I felt this silence and this darkness and this emptiness that I couldn't shake. And just sat there and cried. And then all of a sudden I went down this dark hole of, oh gosh, when we're empty nesters, what am I going to do? I have no purpose. And my mind went so dark, so fast. And I never could get it back together. I mean, like my well was completely full of dirt.
Yep. and you said you knew that was the enemy.
And he just reminded me that morning. Yeah. Like, I mean, I had just written it down. But I didn't see it.
Yeah.
In that form.
Because you didn't expect it in something as little as, like, being alone, you know?
No, I think I would have seen it if somebody had been mean.
Right.
Or there had been some mean comment on a social media something, or...
Well, like you said, you're used to you like to be alone normally.
I love
it. So he used something that you are used to and that you like.
And I was like, oh gosh, if I don't like this, there's going to come a day where I'm alone a lot.
Yeah. what am I going to do?
It's horrible. But I woke up with a clearer head this morning.
Good.
It's better. So harvest is my word.
Have I like you that. About that. Actually, it's weird that you said that, because since I always do make lists, I intended on making lists. And then a friend of mine had posted and said, what is your word or words this year? And at first I had picked out, I want to say, I think I had three. And it was focus, love, and stillness or serenity, whichever one. And I'm still holding on to all three of those, because I'm just trying to love people more. But at the same time, I think focus And I was thinking when you were talking to me about harvest, and you said something about, you said the word focus, and I was like, okay, that was my sign. That's it.
Okay.
Because I am trying to work on stillness too, slowing down, and but all that again comes back to focus on God. And so I'm just trying to focus on God and focus on my purpose and focus on areas
He wants me in. And a very busy time of year for you. Yeah. Because you're planning a wedding.
Planning a wedding, shopping for a house. And that has all been very, it's been very stressful. And it's crazy because with our church, just so you guys know, is doing 21 days of prayer and fasting right now. So I feel like it's been, I keep saying, like, I've been doing so good. It's been like 3 days. And me, my roommate, Elizabeth, we've been doing really good about, you know, we're fasting. I feel like I'm a Daniel fast cheater. Like, I made up my own Daniel fast because I'm doing some meat and I'm doing some dairy. Like, I'm not being super, like, legalistic about it, but I've given up all bread, all sodas. And I mean, I just woke up this morning and I was like, I've got to get a Coke today. I have to get a Coke. I need a Coke. Like, I need a sweet tea. I need a Coke. I don't know what, but I'm like craving it. And so it's been amazing though, like how focusing on this fast and what God wants for me has like cleared my mind. And just yesterday being at 21 days of prayer, you know, even 3 days in a row, I was just like, wow, like, yes, I'm saturated in prayer. Like, I'm just like praying the roof off this place. And we have been trying to decide on a house and we put an offer on the house. And a couple of weeks ago, we put an offer on a house and someone had just offered on it the day before. I was devastated. Anyway, this time, it's a really nice house for a pretty good price. And we put an offer on it and they countered and said, no, we want full price. And so we countered again and they're like, no, we want full price. And so they just rejected our offer. So it's either we can go offer full price or look for something else. And I don't know what it was, but I just have prayed about it and felt some kind of discernment that was saying, that's not your house. And it makes no sense. Like, it should be my house. It's very nice, good location, great resale potential, like all these things they tell you. And our realtors, I think they might think I'm crazy every time I say, like, well, I have to pray about it first. Because I'm not so sure that that's really what they do, which is fine. They're nice people. But Caleb, my fiance, was like, "What? Why aren't you excited about this house?" And I was like, something's just off. And he was like, okay, well, that's all we need to know. He was like, I've been praying about it too, and I think there's something off too. And yesterday, though, so I go to 21 days of prayer, and I'm focused. You know, that word is like everywhere. Praying, I'm focused. I had a very productive day of work. Like, I'm eating good. Like, everything just seems very perfect. And so we go look at another house. And I was sure that this was it. Like, before I ever looked at it. When I was praying, I was like, this is it, God. Like, you're going to take me to my house. I walk in. And it was like I could feel the enemy. Like, I walked in and the realtor and Caleb had already looked at the house. So I was angry. I was like, why did y'all not wait on me to look at the house? Like, I'm like mad. And I just felt I had a huge spirit of offense. I was just like, I wanted to look at it and tell you what I thought. And then you can tell me what I'm supposed to, you know what I'm saying? And as soon as I walk in, she's shaking her head. And I was like, no, I don't want your opinion right now. Like, I want me and my fiance to walk through the house together. This is our house.
Right.
And so I'm just like mad. I could feel it in my face. And I wear my heart on my sleeve. So I know that they knew. Like, I could tell Caleb was looking at me like,
smile.
Yes. I was like, okay. She was like, you know, this is not it. You guys need to go with the other one. And I was like, well, you don't really get to pick the house I live in. Like, you can kind of guide us, but. And so I'm just like totally like defeated. And I was like, are you kidding me? And all I could think was, but God, I've been in prayer with you all day. Like, what? This is not fair. And as soon as we walked outside, me and Caleb, I mean, immediately get in a fight. And I think that the whole time, I almost wasn't even focused on the fight. I was like, God, I'm mad at you. Like, I've been doing what I'm supposed to do, like, in every way. Like, I'm, like, aligned with you in every way. And, I could feel it. I called Caleb afterwards, and I was like, well, this is a straight-up attack from the enemy. Like, There's no doubt about that. We are both in prayer. We are both trying to do this the God way. And the enemy hates that.
He does.
And he hates us being together. Because we've had so many attacks where I have known God has been like, the enemy does not want y'all to get married because y'all are going to further the kingdom.
Exactly. And the enemy hates relationship.
Like, he hates it.
He is so after, like, the family.
Yes.
So any union, like marriage is, it is a picture of the bride of Christ and his, and the church. And so he never wants that, a union, especially two that are seeking God.
Right.
In those moments though, when I have gone back to God going, okay, I'm seeking you. Yeah. And like, I feel like he's going, and you wanted this in return.
Yeah. Right. I know.
No, I want your presence. He goes, I know that's what you say. Mm-hmm. You want my presence.
And I think that's kind of the slap in the face I got.
You expected
something
clear
out of
communication.
It.
Like, whatever prize I wanted. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. And because,
you know, I guess maybe I did have an ulterior motive, but I really do want your presence,
but
too.
Right.
Like, I know.
Because at the heart of it.
First.
Right. And at the heart of it, that's what, when I'm praying, I am just like seeking him. But then it's like later on throughout the day, I'm like, well, he's for sure going to like tell me. Like, you know, he's going to tell me. And it's like, yeah, that's so true. Like,
I felt that way.
That's not what you.
He's like, no, being plugged into me doesn't mean that I speak clearly and loudly about a decision that you want to make today.
Right now, today.
Like,
yep.
It may not be that you get
you're not
to make
supposed to make today. Yeah. No, that's so true. And I needed to hear that because it was just like.
Well, I could hear in your conversation with him so many times that I've had it. And and that going, I guess I did, I'm not expecting prosperity. I'm not expecting like a flowery, like come down from heaven. I'd love that too.
Yeah.
I'd have a supernatural experience. But he's like, you were expecting something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm expecting you, but I guess I'd put you in parameters. Like,
yep.
I expected you in
put
this
you in a
way.
Box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I always said, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's another sneaky way that.
Oh my gosh. And I just have to recognize, like, through recently, I guess once it hit January, my wedding's in May, it's like I started freaking out. And I was like, oh my gosh. And the biggest thing I freaked out over, and it's like silly, but the guest list. I felt like I invited people I shouldn't have invited. I didn't invite people I should have invited. And I got for like 3 days just sick in my stomach about it.
Do you have a number like you had to cut off at?
And I didn't.
Okay.
I have invited too many people. I have like truly like there's no way around it. Have invited way too many people. And I'm afraid there's going to be too many people there. But I did yesterday. I prayed over it and I gave it to him and I said, because my grandma told me the other day, she said, well, there will be enough food if you bless it. She said, there just will. She said, there will be enough seats. She said, so there just will. And I was like, okay. So I just totally prayed yesterday. I was like, Lord, I just pray over every guest. I did not invite them by accident. There was a reason that I invited them. Even these, there was a few people and Caleb was like, who are they? He's like, Caitlin, you hung out with her one time. And I was like, but I liked her. And he's like, Caitlin, that's not what a wedding is. You know, like, and it's too late. You know, I've sent her to save the date or I've sent her whatever. And she's coming. You know, she's coming.
3 years after my wedding, my mom would be like, I still can't believe you didn't let me invite so-and-so. And I'm like, it's been 15
years.
Like, I see her at the grocery store, and I'm like, okay, first of all, like, you ever listen to, like, why didn't you just invite her?
Yeah.
Why did you
listen to me? Yeah. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm going to be like,
oh,
my gosh.
Don't let something like that hang over you 15
right.
years.
Right. And that's what
happens.
Caleb said, Caitlin, he said, that day, it's not going to matter. He said, you know that, right? We're not going to pay attention to who's there. He said, we will be happy that the people we know for sure are there. He said, and then we're going to be married forever. He was like, so you're not going to think about it. And I was like, well, what if too many people come and don't eat? And he was like, then they come and don't eat, you know? But I did. I just prayed and I was like, Lord, bless those seeds. Bless that food and multiply it. And
remember that when people come to wedding reception, if they don't leave, like, stuffed, that's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, I have to keep telling myself in this world that we live in of just so much.
Yep.
That it's really all right if everybody doesn't get seconds.
Yep.
And even if they don't get, if they get there late, get nothing.
Yeah, and that's what I was calling was like, if I, because I know if I went and I was a little late and there's standing room only and I don't get a ton of food, that's okay. I'll get a cup of coffee and I'll get some food when I leave. You know, like
right.
It's not that big of a deal. And That's what I keep telling myself. The people that are there for me.
They're there that want to just be there for you.
Yeah, they just want to see me and Caleb get married, you know, and so I just.
What is the date?
May 26th.
Okay, I just wasn't looking. I mean, I have it on my calendar.
Yeah, but, May 26th. Okay. Yep. So I just have noticed though, like, the enemy uses those little things, like a guest list, to just totally attack me.
Right, that can just throw me off course too for a whole day, and I'm going, how did I allow that? Even knowing that it's because it comes so sneakily.
Yeah.
Is that even a word?
Yeah, it is.
I know.
Yeah, so even with like your word harvest, my word focus, I feel like. The devil knows that though. He knows what our word is and what we're going after this year.
And what God is going to do this year. Yeah. Like he can see, you know, the supernatural where we can't. And he knows his time is short. And so he's not going to waste a whole lot of time messing in the areas that we're really strong in.
Mm-hmm. Where you, and those are the ones I expect him in.
Me too.
Like, oh, I'm ready for you now. And so he's like, well, then joke's on you because I'm not coming. But I'm going to come when you're, like, alone. Uh-huh. Or you're just going about your business. And you think, I think that's when he got me yesterday. Is when I thought I, like, had it all together. I think I even made the mistake of saying to myself or out loud, like, this is the most together I've felt in a long time. Because I haven't felt
like, I'm about to shatter
you. Yeah. Because I was like, well, all right. I'm getting up and getting up early and going to prayer and I'm eating right and everything's great. And then, boom. You know, and attack, I think that he uses for sure, like, attacking my relationship with Caleb because it is so strong. And, like, the past week, it has felt, like, in my spirit, I felt like, oh my gosh, are we even going to get married? I mean, what is going on, you know?
And that's definitely from the enemy.
And that's from the enemy. And I prayed last night again. I was like, God, I need you to just give me some little something that tells me we're okay. Because Caleb can tell me all day, it's fine. But I'm like, no, it's not. And when he came over last night, and it was something very little, but the way he hugged me was like he was sad too. Like he felt like something was wrong. And I was like, okay. Like, it's fine. You know, right. Like, God was like, you're fine. Like, you're with me. The enemy can't get you. And it's just,
holidays go well? Like, and this would be your last one, not married.
We talked about this. Yeah. It actually turned out.
Expectations. And
it turned out better. I was worried because it was like, how do I make his family happy and spend time with them and also, like, spend my last Christmas at home with my family? But I actually usually get up very late on Christmas Eve and either sleep the day away at my parents or get to my parents late. So this Christmas Eve, I got up early and went for breakfast at his parents and then got to go home to my parents earlier than usual. So it actually worked out perfectly. But I'm sure and we made a plan for next year already. His mom was like, all right, we're putting it down the calendar now. You know, we're gonna set a day because it just does get sticky.
Okay, this is sort of off topic, but sort of not. Have you ever watched the show, The Story of Us?
No, I was going to ask you about that because I saw you tweet about it.
Favorite thing ever. In all your spare time, if you have, you can watch the first season, which is what Jake and I did while he was recovering from surgery. And it is really the most precious story.
It's
a story about a young married couple. And so it'll flip-flop back and forth between when they were young and married and got pregnant with triplets to present where the triplets are all young adults, like 35.
Okay.
36, actually, is where it picks up. And so it goes back and forth, flipping back and forth. But it's just one of the episodes talked about was their traditions when they were little and, like, the mom, and they all the triplets are little. And there's some curveballs at the beginning of how the blend of their family is. Mm-hmm. But she had specific traditions in her family, and the husband either didn't have any, but they were polar opposites, but they were on the way to her parents, and the car broke down, and it was a situation where she always felt like her mom was disappointed, felt like she hadn't married well enough, so the car breaks down, and her mom, she feels judged on the phone. Well, they end up staying in this lodge on the side of the road, and they eat crackers and cheese, and they watch the movie Police Academy because it's the only one that they can rent for the VCR in the lodge, whatever. Well, fast forward to them being 36 mm-hmm. and it's Thanksgiving or whatever holiday it is, and you don't know when they first say, okay, who's going to get police academy? Who is... And then when they... And I'm going to start crying.
I know. I'm like about to cry. You realize
why it's still so important to these three adult children who have their own families. Well, one has their own family.
Yeah.
But Whitney and Caleb get married, though, is you will have... You will start your own traditions.
Yeah.
You know, hold on to the ones that you both love. Mm-hmm. But how can you even make those your own?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's so true.
It is the sweetest. Oh. Like, even, I mean, Jake loved it
too. I was going to ask you, actually, when I knew you were coming over, I was like, I've got to ask her about that show.
Netflix or on demand?
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Netflix, you can get the very first, like the first pilot episode.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
With no commercials.
Yeah.
And then on demand for free, the whole season. Now, you know, there is commercials
okay.
on that one.
Okay.
Like, you can't fast forward. Mm-hmm. But last night was the first live or Tuesday night of the new season.
Okay.
So the new season has started. But you can watch the whole season. It's not too long. Like, we watched it in 2 days, but we watched it nonstop because he couldn't do anything else but lay there.
Well, if he liked it, maybe Caleb would like it.
Because Jake actually loved the series Parenthood, which, because he's told me.
My parents like that.
He goes, Mom, you really need to watch this
that
series.
That is on Netflix,
Parenthood.
Like all of it.
It is.
Yeah, I need to watch
it.
It.
I might have told you this before, but one day he looked at me, like probably last year, and he goes, I mean, what I'm realizing, this was from Parenthood,
yeah.
This was his big revelation. He's like, I mean, like, parents. They don't really. I was like, we don't know what we're doing.
He yeah.
Goes, no. And I was like, no,
that's
we
so
don't.
Great.
And I was like, there's times like I'd be disciplining you and your dad would be standing there and you would turn around and I'd be like, oh my gosh.
Like,
what do we do? And then you turn back around and I'm looking all mad at you, but like,
really, we
don't
know what
really
we're doing.
Know what we're doing. And the minute we think we have something right with you, it doesn't work for the
yep.
other ones.
Yep.
And it's part of that dependence on mm-hmm. God.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I do believe that God doesn't give us formulas for just that reason.
Yeah.
Like, there's no parenting formula because he wants us dependent on him.
Yeah, that's so good. And I think you've said that before in a podcast. Like, there's no formula
I need to keep reminding
for anything.
Myself of that.
No, I love that.
I continually look for him.
Because, yeah, me too.
And I don't know why.
In, like, things like I just said I've been going through, I think, well, like, yesterday I was like, okay, well, I prayed. I fasted. It's fun. Pray,
it
fast, like, fast equals
one
answer.
Plus two
yeah.
equals... Three.
And he's like,
no, math doesn't really
work
in my economy.
No,
like
no,
that.
No.
You know,
he's
like okay.
There's no, yeah, simple.
But we are taught, like, okay, with the resolutions, back to that. Like,
yeah.
Okay, if you, mm-hmm. a goal with no deadline is just like wishful thinking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I thought I wasn't supposed to have goals.
I know.
Like, goals where if I don't meet it, because there's two different streams speaking into
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find that sweet spot in the middle. Like, okay, I am going to put a deadline on something because that is good.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, leaving enough margin to where God can still do whatever God wants to
yeah.
do. And praying beforehand. And if God wants to change the goal in the middle, he's more than welcome to.
And that's so hard because, like, I have set goals for myself. Well, I've always had the goal. I feel like it. And the world has made me feel like this, but I've always set the goal, like, I'm going to write a book by the age of, I actually said 25, which would be in August. And I feel like I just always, like, okay, later, okay, later, okay. And it makes me feel like, okay, well, I'm just worthless.
Right. Sometimes it's like the world, well, you're not a person to follow through.
Yeah.
You just don't complete it.
You don't complete anything.
And you start to believe that. And I do believe there's times I've not been a good follow through.
Right.
But I do believe there's times that God's been like, I never asked you to do it in the first place.
Right.
So you can either keep on in your own strength or you can let the trajectory
yep.
change.
And I feel like sometimes he says, like, yeah, you are going to do that, but when I want you to, you know, because
right.
I feel like I said, it's like I feel like sometimes I know, okay, I'm going to do X. And he's like, yeah, you are. I'm telling you, you are, but I'm not telling you it's next week, you know? And I have to remember, like, and I can kind of feel it in my spirit stirring, like, okay, it's getting closer. But that doesn't mean, like, you have to work at it so hard for the world to see.
Right.
And for them
oh,
to be
gosh,
like.
Yeah. And sometimes, again, that can be sneaky, is you don't think that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And tell me if I've already said this on the podcast.
No,
I'm
like
sorry.
I like when you repeat. I really do.
Is the year that I'd gone to Brazil on a mission trip, and the next year I felt like I was supposed to go back.
I've never heard this.
And I felt like my word that year he had given me was commit. And so mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, commit. Well, out of nowhere, I feel like, I don't know if Jay got, something transpired mm-hmm. where I didn't have to raise the funds. Like, I was actually able to pay for the trip up front. And I was like, yes. Like, okay, God, you've really provided. I've committed. And we were about to buy plane tickets and the trip preparation. Mm-hmm. I'm on the team list. We've been praying it up. And I was in the Word that morning, and it was a verse in Ezekiel that I had read, I think it was Ezekiel, a million times, mm-hmm. but it jumped off the page, and he said, I'm not sending you to lands where they do not speak your language. I'm sending you to your own people, which, by the way, is so much harder to give your testimony to your own people yeah. than it is in foreign lands.
Right.
But like, and Jay walked downstairs, and he goes, why do you look so weird? And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not supposed to go to Brazil. And he goes, well, if that's what God said, then don't go. And yeah. I said, but we've already paid for it, and I'm not asking for the money back. And so I was really at the root of it. I was like, I'm about to have to flake on him. And yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, it looks from the outside like I'm not committed to what God yeah. wants me to do. And the kind of what helped me is I really wanted to go.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I wanted to yeah. go. I had paid for it. So I just was obedient. And I called my friend and I said, okay, I know we're about to buy plane tickets, but I'm not supposed to go. I'm not asking for the money back. Maybe some. That day, someone walked in and said, I feel called to Brazil, but I do. She still leads the trip to this day.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. And so chills. I was like, God, thank you. I really did hear you right.
Yeah.
In a verse that, like, that is one of the reasons that I use a different Bible every year when I read through the Bible.
Yeah.
Is because I have a tendency to lean on what I've highlighted before.
Oh, that's good. That's smart.
And so I would go back to the Word.
You use a different Bible every year. I use a
different Bible every year.
Do you have them all?
Uh-huh. Actually, I feel like I've given a couple of them to people.
Yeah.
Which would be all my highlights in there. But then again, I have dad's with all his notes and his highlights. But
how cool is that, though?
Uh-huh. Oh. And so I want it. And I started thinking, you know, that verse has never jumped out at me before.
Right.
And for him to let me know so quickly, like, he didn't have to let me know yeah. ever. Like, I could have maybe never known that there was really a greater plan and I wasn't just being flaky.
Yeah.
And
there was a greater plan.
There was a greater plan. For that woman. And that word commit was very different. When I went to Brazil the first time, I really felt like it was a go.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't clearly here, but I was like, he's sending me. I had to write the hard letter mm-hmm. and raise my funds. But in the process, you know, I was able to take people on a journey with me because people wanted to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I was like, and it's not fun having to raise funds. You don't want anyone to feel like you're
begging for money. Or yeah. Like,
well, why can't you pay for it? Mm-hmm. And so this time I was like, okay, it's taken care of. I committed, and that was the commitment.
Right.
But it wasn't for me to go. He's like, I gave the way for someone else.
Yeah.
I was like, well, okay.
That's so awesome.
So it's made me really, it's helped just that tiny step going, okay, I'm going to lean in when you say something over and over, and I'm going
to
do it.
Which it's hard to recognize that if you're not really pressing in.
Yeah. And I think that I've gotten it wrong sometimes, mm-hmm. but usually if I'm leaning in the wrong direction, he's pretty good to quickly kind of put the trajectory back in the air. Like, you heard the word right, but you are not defining it right.
Yeah.
And so he'll kind of nudge me back the other way. And he's like, just stay connected to me. I'm not going to show you the whole path, but mm-hmm. just one step at a time. And I was like, well, that works for me. I say that all the time because I don't really like a big picture. Mm-hmm. But then I find myself frustrated when I feel like
because sometimes water. You want,
okay. I realize I don't like to be in control, but I do like to be in control of what I like.
Yep. I want to pick what I control,
which is totally want to be in control. Yeah, because, yeah, you do. You have a control issue. Okay, we're getting close to where we have to do
our questions. Okay. I wish we could just go on for 30 more minutes.
Me too. Okay. A little plug for something called StoryCorps, if we've not mm-hmm. talked about it before. It is one of my favorite podcasts to listen to, but one of the things that they do is they get people together, and really the heart of this podcast, too, is to connect the generations.
Yes.
And we have so much to learn from one another, and they'll often do interviews with, like, a grandchild and a grandparent.
Yes.
And so they'll ask them these questions.
I didn't know they had a podcast.
They have a podcast,
I just knew about the app.
And there is a place where the recordings are that will be there forever.
So yes.
You'll have their voices, your grandparents'
voices. It's like a library.
Voices. Yes. Yeah. And so that's, again, part of the connection for us mm-hmm. was like, you know, is to connect the generations and to have these voices forever. And so I'm using some of the questions from there.
Okay.
What I was looking
That's
at.
A good idea. That's such a good idea.
Let's see. One was, when have you felt the most alone?
Oh, that's hard. Oh, I think probably my senior year of college, I felt the most alone, which is really weird because it's when I was the busiest and had like the most friends surrounding me all the time. And I was with people. I was almost never actually alone. Like I was almost never literally alone. And I felt so alone because I was so like separated from God and so separated from myself in a weird way. It was like a really dark time for me. But yeah, I remember always feeling like I'm very alone in this world, you know? So yeah, that was it for me. What about you?
Last night.
I was about to say last night for you.
Last night's the most fresh memory.
Yeah.
But I could probably say in college too. But yeah. Mine was more, I was not living right. That's that tension, like we've talked about
yep.
before, is that I know I was saved.
Yeah.
But I was not free.
Yeah.
And so I knew Christ too much to enjoy the world, and I
yes.
was in the world too much to enjoy being a Christian.
Yep.
So
that
I
makes
just
you feel
straddled
ready.
A fence,
mm-hmm.
and my legs just kept getting pulled down
yep.
on either side,
yeah.
further and further. It's not comfortable.
Yeah.
So I was really not comfortable.
Yeah.
In my skin, almost anywhere.
Yep. Same here.
And so I felt the most alone in a crowd.
Yeah.
This is a good question. It said, "How did your grandparents meet? Do you know?"
Oh, I think so. I only had two grandparents who like stayed married. So like I have a set of grandparents who were divorced. But my grandparents and my grandma has passed away. But I'm almost positive they met when she was a waitress at a diner. So I don't really know their full story though. I need to ask.
Ask why they're still here.
Yeah, I need to ask him.
Okay, I don't know the full story, but it's kind of neat. My mom's parents, my grandmother was engaged to somebody
mm-hmm.
at like 16. She lived in Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
and her parents did not want her to get married, so they upped and moved
mm-hmm.
somewhere. And she met my grandfather,
mm-hmm.
got married. They were married for 50 years. And about 2 years after he passed away, she ran into Jimmy again. And Jimmy and his wife had been divorced for many years, and she married him. She got them both.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. It was a neat story.
She got them both.
She got them both. Okay, I think that we'll just let those be.
Yeah, I like those questions.
Those be
yeah.
Our questions
those are good.
For today.
Okay, well.
So, look for your word. Check out that website. I will put all this in the show notes as well, the StoryCorps and the My One Word.
Yes.
And
let us know.
And yeah, we'd love to hear
what your one word
your
is.
Word and maybe
yeah.
why. Why is that your word?
Yeah.
You know, how did you, what process? Again, the book has a really cool process to go through.
Yeah, I want to read that.
To pull out the word. And on Twitter, it's neat. They'll have a feed of people
Very
showing
cool.
you their words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, well, Happy New Year again.
Happy
New Year. Have a great day or night or wherever you're listening. So, yeah.
Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.